On Sunday, former Virginia Governor Douglas Wilder will be sworn in as mayor of Richmond. Wilder is the only African-American elected governor in U.S. history. And in taking over Richmond's troubled city hall, he's shaking up the political establishment in the capital of the Old South. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
It's not as though Doug Wilder wasn't enjoying retirement. If you ask him about the past 10 years, he talks contently about living in a waterfront estate, teaching college classes, and giving gracious speeches from time to time when people named buildings for him. But at age 73, Wilder says he felt drawn back to public service, frustrated that as he was resting, his native city was consumed with crime, economic woes, and corruption, problems he felt obligated to try to solve.
This is my home. This is an opportunity for me not to try to rest on laurels and say, well, I've paid my dues. What dues? To the extent that you still are in a position to perform, you're challenged to do it. How can you tell kids to persist until they succeed if you're going to sit back?
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
You know, I campaigned for you when you ran for governor.
That.
You know,
I campaigned for you, too.
Though Wilder won't be sworn in until January, he's already acting like a man in charge. Calling City Hall a cesspool of corruption, Wilder has announced plans to fire the city manager and police chief, and he's traveling around town promising to clean up Richmond's government.
I will try to show by example what it means to be a public servant. I have always adhered to that. I have seen deviations from it. It will not be tolerated in my administration. Thank you very much.
Like a lot of things in Wilder's career, his return to politics was unconventional. Last year, the city turned to him as an elder statesman for suggestions to improve Richmond's government. He recommended strengthening the mayor's office, allowing voters to elect the mayor directly, instead of the old practice where the city council chose a mayor from among its members. Only after the city enacted his plan did Wilder reveal he wanted the job himself. Wilder ran a brash campaign before the election and has been anything but conciliatory since. John Meeser teaches government at Virginia Commonwealth University.
We're experiencing a revolution politically in Richmond, and that's not a word you hear around this town much. Richmond is a stay-at-home place, and change does not happen quickly. But in this particular case, the change in government and the pace that Mayor-elect Wilder is keeping is very un-Richmond.
On Richmond, perhaps, but not on Wilder. Throughout his 35-year political career, Wilder's been an unpredictable maverick. Whether fighting for civil rights in the 70s or preaching fiscal conservatism today, Wilder is flamboyant and outspoken, unafraid to criticize Virginia's political establishment, even while remaining a leading figure in it.
It doesn't bother me a whit to say and do things counter to the grain that may even ruffle feathers, as long as it's consistent with doing what's in the best interest of the people.
Some in Richmond are skeptical of Wilder's approach, concerned that while his blunt style may play well on a big stage, it could wear thin in this city of 200,000 people. Craig Bieber managed the campaign of outgoing Richmond Mayor Rudy McCollum, the incumbent Wilder defeated in the election.
One of his biggest challenges is getting beyond what was said during the campaign and into a governing mode. He's going to have to get his budget approved by the city council, form alliances. I think it's going to be more challenging than he thinks.
For now, though, most Richmond residents are giving Wilder their support. At a recent community forum, he attracted about 500 well-wishers, including an unlikely one, Republican Paul Galante, part of the Swiftboat Veterans group that ran the famous TV ads against John Kerry. Galante says he rarely supports Democrats, but made an exception for Wilder.
He's the guy that takes the big ball and turns it upside down and all the snow comes down. The word status quo does not exist with him. There are no such thing as sacred cows, and there are a whole lot of sacred cows that need to be speared and gored.
Wilder won nearly 80% of the vote on Election Day, the kind of mandate most politicians can only dream about. But the new mayor is aware that public expectations for him are high and patience with the city government is low. Indeed, Wilder says of all the challenges he's faced in politics, leading Richmond may be the most difficult. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.